I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Squarespace is not only the best place to build your website, but to discover new domains too. Something like topfootballcamp.com for your top football camp, whisperingbloom.com for your silent retreat, or whisperingboom.com for your shouting retreat. Maybe velvetchords.com for your music studio, or existentialglitter.com for your artist studio. With a website from Squarespace, you can build your brand and your business all at squarespace.com. Get your domain before they're gone with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your domain or website.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Here we go. Hour number two, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. You're 20 minutes from the Rangers Player Show with Nicky Lopez is going to join us. It's time now for a fix. I need one, Woolchuck.
I got you covered, baby. Nice. Let's get our fix right after this.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
Good news hot off the press from our buddy Joseph Hoyt and everybody else who does a tremendous job working that Cowboys beat. We'll actually have John Machota joining us tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and we'll talk some Cowboys with John on the G-Bag Nation. But here is Joe, and it's just because I saw Joe's first, so I'm sure everybody else tweeted this out, Nick Harris, Calvin Watkins, Clarence Hill, everybody that was out there talking with George Pickens. But he said he does not plan a holdout. He does not plan a hold-in. He expects to be a full participant at training camp. So that is great news. He said the team and what they could build upon. He said that the team wants to focus on what they could build upon from last year, and that played a big part in his decision. So we're expecting a participation for training camp practices for our guy George Pickens.
Beautiful. That is fantastic. I wonder when he decided that.
I don't know when he decided that.
I think I would have decided it last night when I heard that the Cowboys weren't going to let me practice.
You know? Said, hey,
because they're making a giant news story out of, hey, if you're not involved all the time, then we don't know if we can trust your body to practice. Mm. And as you're trying to prove to the Cowboys and the entire league that you're all in, that's going to run so hard counter. Like I think the Cowboys were genius last night leveraging that. Like, oh, yeah, we don't even know if your body's ready.
I don't know if you're in shape.
You know, and I guess you're going to sit at a bunch of camps. So at that point, we won't even know if you're ready for week one.
You haven't been here.
How about that for a week one storyline on Fox? George Pickens not playing because he didn't practice.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's – I hate how the Cowboys do contracts, but that was probably a stroke of genius.
Yeah, and look, it's. I think it's great for George. I think this is important, as I've said. I mean, I don't know that this is going to be – a Dallas Cowboy pass this year. I think that right now he's got to do things that the rest of the other 31 teams take notice of. And he's checking off all the boxes that, for whatever reason, the rest of the league has had concerns about. I think the Cowboys probably have a good understanding of what they have in George Pickens. I don't think they want to play two wide receivers. So I don't think you're going to have both CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens here past this season. But I think that George now is going to have to put his best foot forward to get paid by somebody else.
It is fascinating to me that they say that when, at least for 1 year, they're willing to.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, he's eating $27 million on your cap this year. That is immediately right now.
Part of it is you're going to get CD's contract is low right now.
On the cap.
It's backloaded. Okay. And next year you're going to get to at least over the cap. I mean, hey, Adam and others working over there, if they're listening, they might say, like, hey, that's totally incorrect. And you guys know way more than we do. But at least according to over the cap, CD's number is about to go really, really high next year. So maybe they can justify it for this season. I don't know if they can stomach it moving forward.
And if that's the plan, I get it. Let's go for it hard here in 2025. I mean, don't look now, but your tackles are average or below average. You don't have a tight end. And I love Jake Ferguson, but you don't have a tight end that can strike fear into the opposition. You don't have a running back that can strike fear into the opposition. Like you could look at this Cowboys team in totality and say, well, probably not a real contender. But if you added a corner, an edge, and a linebacker right now, then I think with Dak, Pickens, Lamb, all those other things could be fine. You can work around your tackles and your tight end and your running back if you have those three together. But if you're planning to not have them next year, we got to go hard now, guys.
Yeah.
Stop engagement farming me. Stop tempting and teasing me and go build yourself a damn team.
It's definitely go time right now. It is. Cam Jordan is going to be going back to New Orleans. The two sides are putting the finishing touches on a one-year incentive-laden deal during his visit today. So he's going to be playing at least one more year with the Saints. I don't think he really wanted to play anywhere else, but that would have been another veteran type of player with his body type. I think he could have fit and played up and down that defensive line here in Dallas, and gives you some leadership. In fact, Quinnen Williams is going to be attending the SAC Summit along with Coach Brandon Jordan, BT Jordan. That's going to be July 9th through the 11th. That's hosted by Max Crosby, Von Miller, and Cam Jordan. He had a career-high 12 sacks. Quinnen Williams had a career-high 12 sacks back in 2022. Could he get to that all of a sudden if he's able to get you double digits? Quinnen Williams might end up having that pass rush in a much better position than we're envisioning right now. If you get that from your interior defensive tackle, holy crap, that could definitely change the trajectory of this defense.
Yeah, that'll go a long way. If he can turn back the clock to that type of season where he was just living in the backfield and all up in the kitchen of the quarterback, that would be a beautiful thing.
And what was that? Was that him being younger? Was that teams not paying attention to the inside of their offensive line more?
Like, it might have been the type, the style of defense in which they were playing. I'm not sure.
Was that a Robert Saleh?
I'm not sure if was he there or was that his first year maybe, Bob Saleh?
Yeah, I'm trying to
check. 2022. So that might have been like what he was asked to do there with the Jets. But yeah, I mean, I think that the explosiveness clearly, I mean, he was younger and had everything that you wanted.
It was Bob.
There you go. Jordan Tyson's going to continue to be limited with a hamstring injury for the Saints.
Surprise.
I'm trying to monitor that one.
Talked about that pre-draft.
Yeah, and hopefully that he ends up playing. Local guy. I think he can be really good, but gosh dang it, you need to be available, and we'll see what happens.
Over under games, he and Olave are both available.
That's a great. I mean, that's going to be the IR tandem.
They're going to be the Trayvon Diggs, Deron Bland of New Orleans.
They just never play together. I could see that 100%. All right, news of the sports world. For the last couple weeks, it's been Brendan Sorosby, and now he's going to the supplemental draft. So what the hell do you need to know? Well, let's go to Schefty here, Lucius. This is Adam Schefter. Earlier today, on with McAfee, do you think anybody's going to bite with a first-round pick for Sorsby?
I mean, if you're the Jets and you give up your first-round pick for Brendan Sorsby, and then the Jets have the worst team in the league next year, and they have the number one overall pick and the chance to go take Arch Manning or Dante Martin, and you use the pick.
They have multiple. They have multiple first-round picks. Can they?
Right.
Is there a chance that they don't have to give up their highest, or they do have to give up their highest?
You give up your own pick. You give up your own pick. That's how it works. So you don't know where that's going to be.
Cowboys,
you can't say if you're the Jets, oh, we'll give up our third one. That's not how it works. If you're the Browns, you can't say we'll give up the Rams one.
Got it.
You give up the highest one. So the Browns could put it in, and all of a sudden, if they had the worst record in football next year and they're sitting there at the number one overall pick, Arch Manning, Jeremiah Smith, any other prospect, can't take them because you took Brendan Sorsby. Now, so that's why I don't think anybody will use a one on him, despite the fact that he probably would have had a first-round grade this past year.
All right.
I think once we get past the first round, I think any round is possible.
I do think that this whole layer of the gambling stuff, and Albert Breer talked about this, we've got to be prepared also, could there be a suspension from the NFL? And I guess they did do this with Terrell Pryor, who in 2011...
He was the last one selected.
Five-game suspension ahead of the 2011 supplemental draft is what the NFL put on him.
Sure.
So it's possible that Brendan Sorsby still has to, you know, go through something with the NFL and maybe he gets suspended. So that's, you know, that's something to monitor for any of these teams that want to take a chance on Sorensen.
The fact that he went and got treatment and got help for this, I think plays into his hands well. I don't think that you declare for the supplemental draft if you don't have an idea what the commissioner or what the league is about to do to you.
Yeah, because they set more of a new precedent, right, with Kayshon Boutte.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had all the, I mean, he had a underage gambling. I mean, he had the
whole
players.
That's why he slid in the draft.
Right, right.
Yeah, he went, day three?
But he didn't get punished.
But no suspension or anything.
No suspension or anything.
No.
So I would imagine that's the route that the NFL would go here.
So The Athletic has an article out, and this is Bruce Feldman, and he's talking with the scout, and the scout said, I loved him. Mm-hmm. He's very talented, got a big arm, high ceiling. It's really going to be one of those things where if there's a team that really needs one and falls in love with him, there's usually going to be a team that turns the blind eye and goes the other way. But I don't think he goes in the second round. Absolutely not. That's too big of a gamble, no pun intended. If the third round goes by and then the fourth round goes by, why wouldn't someone take him late and think they can fix him? These coaches all think they can fix him. That's part of the problem. Very rarely can they, but they're sure going to try. So I am amazed because Sorensen, I mean, look, we broke it down like a month ago, Brian. Mm-hmm. He is a super talented kid.
Yes.
And I think that he had a chance to probably go ahead of Ty Simpson if he had to come out of this draft.
Absolutely. He had a great chance.
But now you got to factor in like the mentals, like the mental makeup. If I were a team and you're dealing with this whole deal that's coming, I get it's a quarterback. I would not do this. I would say I'm out on Sorensen. I can't shy away from maybe the lack of impulse and the mental decision making, and it's just for this position, and it's unfair. It's just because it's a quarterback. I could probably look the other way with an offensive lineman, with a wide receiver, with a corner, but this is a quarterback. This is the leader of my organization. This is the guy who's going to be the face, and that I need to rally everybody, and I can't take everybody else making jokes about, wow, what'd you have the over-under on yards today, right? And this is now going to follow the kid throughout his entire life. And I think that he's screwed. And I don't think he's going to amount to anything in the NFL. I really don't. I think Brendan Sorensen's NFL career, his football career, is totally done.
Man, he did get his $6 million to, and he's walking away. I think at some point I'd be willing to add him, but in general I agree with you. You know, there's too much to overcome. But if we're sitting there in the sixth and we need a quarterback, I want to interview the guy. You know, I want to do more research on his backstory. Are there other ways that his lack of impulse control is weighing him down?
Maybe.
You know,
yeah.
Does he have other stuff that could become tough? Because there's so much talent in there. And if gambling is the worst thing, you know, there's other ways to gamble. You can scratch the hell out of that itch.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go play blackjack or bet on the ponies or something like that. So even if he succumbs to the gambling addiction, you know, the bigger issue is would he try to use inside information to gain an advantage? And I think after this scare, it would be highly unlikely that he would do something like that.
And in his defense, they did deem, based on that court ruling that ruled him eligible, that there was no, you know, conduct detrimental to the game. There was nothing here that was like he wasn't betting against his own team. I guess they overlooked the over-under on the passing yards.
Yeah, if you're taking the under on your first half scoring and your quarterback's passing yards, that's as close as it gets.
And maybe I am being a little too harsh on him. 4-6-9, you're being a little too harsh on him. He's a kid. But look, at the same time, we're talking about the NFL and a quarterback, and it's the toughest position in my opinion.
It's already a super long shot.
Yeah, to play in sports. I mean, he's talented, and somebody's going to take a gamble on him, and if he goes into the right place, maybe he does succeed. And I hope that he gets, you know, the right help and the supporting cast that he needs. But I don't think if I were running the organization, I'd probably say, you know what, we can try and find the answer somewhere else.
And it's just so different than a typical second chance. You know, like I see people playing that card on social media, like, what, we're not for second chances? This isn't like had a bad night drinking and got in a fight on 6th Street. This is you were doing something that is amongst the cardinal sins in pro sports
for years.
And, yeah, impacts the integrity of the game. Like, people, your peers around the league are going to think it says something about you that you've even brought the guy in.
Yeah.
So it's costing you perceived reputation points. There is the risk that Wolchuk has talked about. And beyond that, at some point in your internal sports moral compass, it's like, I don't want a guy that put our sports out there like that on my team or associated with me in any way. You know, and I think a lot of old school football people are definitely going to look at like that text. And,
yeah. I think
Sorsby is a local guy. I think there's a lot of friends and family around, and nobody is rooting against Sorsby. We're just talking about how we would handle it if we were in a building.
Yeah, I mean, if he were any, I mean, the local time, it's like regardless, just in a vacuum, quarterback. I don't know that he probably is not a guy that's checking enough box. Like when you're weighing the pros and cons, the talent's there. I would have loved to have seen him play another year in college. It's probably best for Texas Tech that they're not having to deal with this. But it's also the backup element. And we sat there and did the draft 2 years ago and saw Shador Bryant slide. Because people don't want to deal with the headache that comes with having a backup quarterback that's now going to have to be talking to the media and all that comes with that. So I wonder which team's going to take a bite on
that. There are some teams that will.
I just looked up something. And it's like the Dallas Cowboys. And I was thinking about second-round picks. Mm-hmm.
They just set him on fire.
And I just started looking at these names. Dwayne Goodrich, Quincy Carter, Jacob Rogers, Gavin Escobar.
Yeah.
Tony Dixon, Sherman Williams.
You're going way back.
Yeah, we're going way back. Antonio Bryant. Think about these picks. Anthony Fasano. It's all second round picks. Tristan Hill. All second round picks.
Bossman Fat.
Yeah. Bossman Fat. Those were just the top 10 worst ones.
Wow.
Those were just considered, if you ask the chat, give me the worst 10 picks Dallas has ever made in the second round.
I've had some bad ones.
Those were the names. Listen, I think you make a very good plea for this guy. Or why not? Or
sure.
The why nots? Give me the why. Give me the why here. Man, trust me, I was 5-11 three damn years ago. I didn't have a quarterback. Yeah, I would have killed to have this guy. And I don't care if he bets on the games or not. I would have killed to have a talent like this guy. And to me, if I'm sitting there in the second round and I really, really need a quarterback, I'd take this guy. I think you're going to get his best football because of all this. I think you're going to find
this would be the ultimate wake up call.
I don't know if it's a wake up call, but it's kind of like You're showing the kid that, like, listen, I'm about to hand you a lifeline, and you know, and I think this kid will step up and make plays for you. I think he will throw the ball well for you. I think he'll win games. I know November has not been great and all that, but man, think about this. This kid lived with gambling for a long time, playing for a high level. You know, knowing that he was not doing the right thing, but still played at a high level. So I'm. Second round pick to me. I just named off a bunch of guys that, and I was a part of some of these, by the way. I was part of a couple of these.
Did you draft Tony Dixon? Can't remember.
Yeah, I did. We did. We drafted Tony Dixon. Jacob Rogers was Parcells. That was just a god-awful pick. Had a scout tell Bill Parcells. Jacob Rogers is everything you hate about an NFL offensive lineman. Took him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
These teams make some stupid-ass decisions.
And, oh, for sure.
You know, and so to me, I'm all for. I think if you really, really, really need a quarterback, a second round pick is not too much for this guy.
Definitely seems like a Cleveland Browns thing to do if they were willing to bring in Deshaun Watson and his scandal. They drafted Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, I'm sure there's a team out there. I think they're just going to play the game of could we wait another round? You know,
and I don't think he's going to get selected before the third.
Yeah.
That's just my feeling on it right
now. Oh,
no,
you very well could be right, but...
Fourth is where I'd be interested.
But a team will. You're 100% right. It's a quarterback, and he's talented. A team's going to take a gamble on
him. We got to run because it's time for the Rangers player show. Infielder Nicky Lopez is going to join you next year.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing
nation. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 Through the Fan. It's time now for the Rangers Player Show. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's time now for the Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. As here he is, acquired May 28th, hitting .310 in the month of June, had a hit and a stolen base last night. It's Nicky Lopez here with you on the Fan, and a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Man, thanks for joining us. Thanks for all the good work you've done so far, and welcome to Texas, man. What do you think of our state so far?
I love it, man. I love it. I love the opportunity, obviously, and I just love the people here, and you know, they greeted me with open arms, and the fans have been great. And obviously, the ballpark and the clubhouse is awesome. And so I've been loving it so far. Actually, funny enough, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, me and my wife spent an off season here in Dallas just to see if we decided to want to live in Arizona or Dallas, and ultimately chose Arizona. But we spent an off season out here in Dallas, so we like Texas a lot.
Well, heck yeah, we like you, man. I mean, it looks like you show tremendous pride in all the little things, the defense that make up a good player. Do I have that right?
I do. And you know, you can call me kind of an old school player, someone who can just kind of play all over the diamond, but you know, put the ball in play, work a good at bat, and then just bring some energy and you know, some clubhouse presence and stuff like that every single day. And I take a lot of pride in it. I take a lot of pride in my defense. I take a lot of pride in just that craft of just being a tough out and just someone who's just going to battle when you get into the box and just compete.
What's your favorite position to play in the infield? Do you have a most comfortable spot?
That's a good question. I think second base. You know, I've always liked second base, but you know, I feel equally as comfortable going over to shortstop, and then the corners obviously are just a toss up. But I've played all over the diamond. But I think, to answer your question, I think second and short are definitely my more comfortable positions.
What have you thought about some of the rule changes, like with the shifts? Did you like the shifts when you were playing in the infield?
So that's the thing, is like when you play the infield, you obviously liked it. You know, I didn't mind being able to play in the outfield and field a ground ball and throw the guy out of first when those guys have, you know, severe, you know, splits or, you know, they're going to be pulling the ball a lot. And we knew ahead of time, hey, this guy likes to pull. So we put like three guys on the right side. I think just the point of baseball is how many times can we get them out, you know, and score more runs than them, you know, if you just dumb it down. So you should be able to kind of do whatever you want. So with these rule changes now of not being able to go out in the grass and you can only have two people on each side of the base, it's a little different, obviously, but I know it helps with the, you know, the offensive part of the game. And but you can also argue that with the shifts, if you learn how to hit the ball the other way, you can get a little bit more hits. Or if you learn how to bunt, you can get some more hits because there's no one over there. So, yeah. But I mean, the rule changes. It's a game of adjustments, and obviously, the game is always just going to keep adjusting. So,
hey, Nikki.
Oh, Nikki Lopez, you're with you on the Fan, Brian.
Yeah, Nikki. I was going to ask you. You know, you mentioned all the positions and stuff you like to play. How was that? Those couple of times you went out there and pitched. What was that all about?
So the first time I went out there to pitch, you know, I've always said, you know, oh, it's, or, you know, we always joke about it in the clubhouse, like, oh, it's easy, you know, to pitch. It's easy to get out on the mound. And then once you finally do it, it's like, man, like you're really close to the plate. It's very intimidating and definitely something I'm not really interested in, but you know, throughout my career, I've been on the mound probably six or seven times. So, I'd rather be in the infield or the outfield rather than pitching. And so, but it is definitely needed sometimes when, you know, whether you're winning a lot or losing a lot. So I've been on the mound for both of those. And yeah, it's not necessarily fun, but you try to have fun with it and try to get out of the way of any comebackers.
Yeah. I promise this is the last question about that. What's that discussion like? Do you just know as the game's going along that like the skipper's going to like, he's going to look at you and go, hey, Nikki, get ready, man. I need you to finish this one out today. Or is it a discussion? How does it come about when they ask you to pitch?
It is a discussion, but it's also one of those where, you know, I've played many roles in my career. I've been, you know, obviously the prospect that just got called up, so you know that you're not probably going to be the one that's going to be called upon the pitch. And then I've been in utility roles and I've been in bench roles where it's like, all right, now that I'm in a bench role, it's like, okay, well, I know that if this goes AWOL, like, I'm going to probably be the one that's been going to be asked to pitch if need be. So it's one of those things that's you're kind of ready for. And once you see, because now the rule is if we're down by eight or more, if you're up by eight or more, you can have a position player pitch. So now it's, you're kind of just watching the game kind of unfold. You know where the bullpen is at. There's been a lot of use on the bullpen arms. It's like, all right, well, I might be asked to pitch here. So it's one of those that the skipper comes up to you and kind of gives you the, hey, you know, we might need you for an inning. Are you all right with that? And obviously, you do anything for the betterment of the team for sure.
Nikki Lopez here with you on the Fan. Now, Chris Young, Rangers GM, or I'm sorry, President of Baseball Operations, put respect on that title. He was last with the Royals in 2017, your first year, 2019. Had you crossed paths with our guy, CY, before you got here?
So I was actually drafted in 2016 from the Royals. So I, you know, and I remember it was either 16 or 17 where I was used. They would call me up from the minor leagues to, you know, during spring training to do like rundown drills, or if people were doing the, you know, PFPs, or if they were working on rundowns, I was used as like a base runner. So I've definitely been on the same field as CY when he was just, you know, obviously getting his work in, and obviously a lot of respect for him. And, you know, we both share the Royals connection, and then once getting here, obviously just going in and talking to him and just picking up where we left off kind of thing. And it's, you know, he's done a tremendous job here, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Do you have an opinion one way or another on the whole KC versus Texas barbecue debate?
So that's the thing, is like when I was in Kansas City, I think for one or two years, I had an endorsement with Jack Stack. And so I was very fond of Jack Stack, and I'm a big ribs guy. So I like their ribs. You know, I don't know if I'm the right guy to ask about barbecue, but when we moved here for an off season, you know, I was trying Texas barbecue, and it's equally good. I mean, I don't know who is better. I don't know who tops what, but since we're on a Texas show right now, I think I'm going to have to Texas barbecue.
Okay, well, let's keep the food conversation going, because you went to high school in Illinois. You got to play with the Cubbies. We actually talked earlier about some of the foods that the World Cup fans that are visiting need to try, and Chicago-style deep dish was brought up. And Eric, one of our co-hosts, we went to Lou Malnati's in Surprise when we were out there for the week. He didn't have a good experience. What's your take on the Chicago deep dish pizza?
See, that's where I'm a little bit, being obviously from a Chicagoland area, I'm not a big fan of deep dish. I don't like how they label it as pizza. I think I'm a big Tavern Thin, if you ever heard of Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Jake Berger told us about that.
Yeah, that is the way to go. And so if anybody who would ever, you know, ask me about Chicago pizza, I'd say, yeah, you got to get a Tavern Thin. I just think any pizza that you can only have one slice and you feel absolutely disgusting afterwards, I think is not a pizza. So I like to eat, you know, multiple slices when I sit down. And so, but with saying that though, like, I will say that the Chicago chain foods that are in Arizona, like Portillo's, for instance, big fan of Portillo's. I can honestly say that the Portillo's in Chicago and in the Chicagoland area is way better than the Portillo's in Arizona. Okay. And like, I think the same goes with Lou Malnati's. I think the same goes with some of the other restaurants as well.
What would you say is the best sandwich in the world? Is it the brisket sando? Is it an Italian? Is it a Cuban? Where would you take us there, Nikki?
I'm an Italian beef sandwich with sweet and hot peppers.
Nice.
That's the way to go. And if you want to get a little bit more into it, I'm a combo, which is the Italian beef with the Italian sausage in it, with sweet and hot peppers. It's just that's my go-to. It's unmatched.
Nick, yep. Are those sandwiches you dip? That Italian beef, is that dip? You dip that?
You can order them dipped. Yeah, you can order them dipped. You can order them wet. You can order them dry, obviously.
Yeah.
But if you get slightly dipped, and then it's just. Yeah, I'm kind of craving one right now, actually.
I was able to catch a little bit of your pregame interview over the weekend with Jared Sandler, and I think it's very rare that somebody that's a professional baseball player is not the best athlete in your family. Can you take us down, like, not only just your wife, but you're from a family of athletes?
I'm from a family of athletes, yeah. I'll start it off with, obviously, my dad was a really good football player. He played semi-pro, got offered to go to Iowa, but I think the family put a stop to that. And then has a letter from Mike Ditka that's in our house framed to trial for the 85 Bears. And then when he was going to training camp, he bruised his kidney, and then that was it, kind of. And he was just like, you know what, I'm going to focus on the family and all that stuff. So he turned to softball. Which, if you guys know, or if you don't know, in Chicago, it's called 16-inch softball. It's a huge deal. It's been around forever. He's a 1 or 2 time national title winner. Because there's other states obviously that play it as well. But so it's 16 inches, and you don't use gloves, and it's pretty hard nose, like blue collar sport. And I think that's where I kind of learned how to play and kind of play the game hard and play the game the right way. And I learned it from him. So yeah, he was a big athlete, and he's a Hall of Famer in that sport. And then my wife, met her at Creighton, basketball player, only player there that scored 1,000 points, 800 assists, and 500 rebounds. I think I'm saying that right. I think someone, a girl who was there for a fifth year actually just matched her, matched Sydney, but Sid did it in 4 years, which was awesome. Yeah. And so, she beats me at horse. I said that the only time I ever beat her at horse was I threw a baseball style, half court shot that went in, and she was like, that's not fair. So, it's surrounded by athletes, but she was unbelievable.
Nicky Lopez wrapping up with the Rangers infielder here on your home of the Rangers. Final question, a serious baseball question. Love to get your thoughts on how the game has evolved here over the last 10 or 15 years to so heavily favor the power guys. And with your place in the game, salute to you scratching out a great career. What do you think about that? Is MLB kind of missing the point on this one?
So I think I personally think that MLB and sports and life in general overcorrects, and then it comes back down. It's always that. It's kind of always kind of the flow of like, oh, something's wrong with the game or something's wrong with sport, and so it's overcorrected. So like in the life of era of analytics, it's like, oh, let's just overcorrect it, and then now it's coming back down. So in this sense, you know, the power, hey, how can we get the power? How can we get the guys that hit home runs? Well, these guys that can hit home runs are also striking out 200 times. So you can have that argument of, well, is that a good product? Is that a product that fans want to watch? And so I think it's kind of slowly coming back to, hey, we also need, you know, the power guys are great, but we also need to, you know, have people on the team that can, you know, working at bat, it could put a bunt down, can play multiple positions, can base run. And so I think it is slowly but surely kind of coming back down, which is really good, I think, for the sport. I think it's good where the sport is trending as well, especially with these pitchers who have wipeout stuff and with the breaking balls that are unbelievable and the velos that are astronomical. So it's now how can we, you know, put the ball in play, or, you know, put a bunt down against a guy who's throwing 100 with a 95 mile per hour changeup and see him make a play. You know what I mean? So, but I wish I can hit a ball, you know, over the fence 30 times.
You and me both.
I had to adapt throughout my career of, okay, well, what got me here and what made me stand out and what can I do that a power guy might not be able to do? And so, that's what I had to do.
Amazing stuff, man. Sorry for keeping you so long. Hopefully we didn't make you late for anything, but that was just terrific. Thank you.
All good. No, thank you for having me. I look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
Appreciate it. There he goes. Nicky Lopez with you here on your home of the Rangers, brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better.
Man, I mean, that's a top three.
Yes. Stud.
Him, yeah. Burger. Nimmo.
Great pizza take.
Yeah.
I think we might have to expand it to like a top five.
Maybe.
Because you got, who's the Stanford guy? Quantrill?
Cal Quantrill's great. Canadian. You know he's going to have great manners.
All righty. Thanks to Nicky for joining
Talkers,
us here.
Not ball players, right?
We got Crusty. Hey, he's a good player. You know, I think just didn't have the power.
Yeah,
didn't get blessed with the power, but man, he has been an absolute blessing these last couple of weeks. Crusty's Corner's coming up next. Where are you taking it?
Guys, I was your eyes today for OTA's practice. Yes.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Odyssey celebrates the 4th of July. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.
Do that next.
Thank you very much and welcome back. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Here's the king.
Hey kids, your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Always appreciate you playing that. Thank you, Greystone, for being a part of this one as well. Wolchuk, you said you had some news on Dak Prescott?
Yeah, Chill has put out exclusive to DLLS. Dak Prescott had a little fluid in his knee.
That'd be the left knee. He was wearing a sleeve on the left knee today.
Okay, and that is why he was limited. He did a lot more than the Cowboys said that he would. He did
true.
7-on-7,
yeah.
Some team as well as individual.
Yep.
And Brian, give us some more insight on what the heck he did.
Yeah,
there.
Thank you for the fluid part of the thing. I guess they can go in there and drain that out of there.
So not a big deal, right?
It's always a big deal, man. You got fluid on your knee?
Yeah. And they're saying it's not a big deal. It's not a concern. But
you're
is.
Our fluid expert, Wolchuk. You tell us.
I think if you can drain it out, as long as that fluid doesn't keep filling back up, we're okay.
I'm kind of going to ask, but I'm going to get the no, he's okay bit.
But we're a little nervous?
Yeah, fluid on the knee ain't good.
Oh, crap.
I don't think it's good.
As the show's medical expert, I can confirm this is a fluid situation.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. It's a fluid
you're right
situation.
About the age. I mean, Dawson, you mentioned that in the opening segment. You're like, this comes territory getting older.
I will say this, though, about... Yeah.
Have you guys ever found fluid, like you older guys? Have you guys ever just found fluid in a place of your body that it shouldn't be?
Yeah.
I mean, the back last summer.
Rectum.
Remember that one?
Oh, that was an infection.
Yeah, it was brutal. And that when I finally caused that thing to burst, it was oozing for multiple days.
Oh, yeah, that was disgusting.
It was.
That's when we sent you home,
like,
right?
A fever.
Yeah, we sent you home. We'd had enough of you. I think it was me and...
Went to urgent care.
Me and Blake.
Blake stepped in, yes.
Blake did a nice job.
That's when Blake read the Cars for Kids ad as right off the kid, not the car.
Yeah. You're done for, kid.
You're done for.
I
will say this, though. One of the big plays of the day, and I kind of felt like today defense was interested, offense not so much.
Oh, wow.
Felt like that maybe this was a little bit better. And I don't think it was because Dak, but Dak did a lot more than I thought he was. Got out on the field and all that. He was wearing a long sleeve on the left knee. But, he was involved in some of the team period stuff. And, by the way, thank you to Coach Schottenheimer. He actually ran the drills towards us today.
Oh.
So I didn't have to use binoculars like every single play. Did have to use binoculars for a couple of things to see what was going on down with the drills, though, with the defensive line and the offensive line. But one of the prettier plays today was a Dak Prescott pass it was a 7-on-7 period where Dak launched it to CeeDee Lamb down the right sideline. CeeDee was working up against Durant, and he was able to get by Durant, and Dak threw a pretty ball to the outside, and then Lamb was able to adjust that. So, didn't have many plays down the field. Everything was kind of underneath. You know, like tight end passes.
We're limiting explosives already, dude. Parker effect is
well,
real.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about one formation where they had Hunter Lipke? This would drove you nuts, Eric. They had Hunter Lipke playing like as a wide receiver out wide. They had Kobe Durant was across from Hunter Lipke Hunter Lipke trying to run some route.
So they're doing bits out there?
I think they were doing stuff so I could talk about it at 3:52 in the afternoon.
What we're going to do with Lipke. Broadus is going to eat this up to Krusty's Corner.
Broadus is going to talk about this for 3 minutes.
He keeps crapping on how the Lipke contract is useless and they don't really use him. We'll watch this.
I will say this, though. There were a couple different times, though, where if you just talk about guys going against guys with no pads, but could quickness beat a really good athlete? I'll tell you what, this Lawrence as a rusher.
Oh, Malachi?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of that coming off the ball. But
yeah,
I'll tell you what,
burst.
There was some things where Tyler Guyton, not too anxious, just good step, wait for him, that kind of thing. And then it's like Lawrence realized, like, oh, he's got me. And then he kind of just backed down, but really nice job. But it was good to see them do that kind of that little bit of that. And it wasn't really one-on-one. It was like a team period where they were working against each other. And another thing I thought was pretty interesting about with this, and I hadn't noticed this guy very, very much, but our guy Abonyo. Did I say it wrong again?
Yeah. You said Abonya, and then you said Abonyo.
I think you said Chris Bonyol.
It's just Abonyo.
Yeah.
Abonyo?
Just go Otito.
No G, right?
Just hit the Otito.
I think it's silent.
Bonyo. Okay, Abonyo.
Let's just call him the OG.
He was playing on the right. He was playing as the right defensive end in this thing. So, and he was running with the ones.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, another guy that's got a lot of work today, and we'll see what happens tomorrow, but Isaiah Land was getting some work as well. And maybe this is because of the things with Donovan Ezeraku and now being out.
For sure.
That they're swinging some guys through there.
How's he looking with this rehab stuff?
Who's that?
Ezeraku. Are you nervous?
Man, I told you this a couple of days ago that I kind of felt like that he's going to need the whole up to training camp.
Yeah.
That he's going to need all the days leading up to training camp. Because when I was watching him, and not a doctor, know several doctors, know a lot of trainers and all that, he just did not look as fluid moving. You know,
it's back to the fluid.
Well, it's about...
It's a fluid segment.
Enough fluid as a Rocco.
Like a little stiff moving. You know what I'm saying? A little stiff moving as far as, you know, not really turning and...
That's a concern. That's why I'd be aggressive to go get Josh Sweat.
Yeah, well...
And Max Crosby.
I'll tell you what.
Just everybody.
Got to see Drew Shelton work a little today.
Ooh, yeah.
Drew Shelton at left tackle. And this is when he was going up against Land. And Land rushed him really hard a couple of times. Kid did a nice job of getting away from the line and getting in position. There was one time where Land was clearly going to beat him. And this is where you see the athletic ability of Shelton a little bit to be able to push him by. Like, it's like, okay, I'm beat, but the length and the reach and able to kind of work him past the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the first time I've seen Drew Shelton get any real work. You know, the guy they keep moving around, by the way, and I'm going to ask you guys this. I think T.J. Bass might be your most valuable backup lineman.
For sure.
Because he's playing the center, he's playing the guard, he's playing all. He's either working with the ones, he's working with the twos, he's always kind of doing something here. But I'll say this thing. With the way the secondary, there was no Hooker today, so it was Locke and Bell with the starting safeties, with Downs playing as the slot player.
Okay,
is what they had going today, and then on the outside, it was Carson playing on the right side, and then Revell playing on the left side. So that's how they did things. Again, Bland was still over there. Bland was standing over there by me doing drills and stuff.
And then Overshone still running the mic? Was he with the ones?
This is the thing. We're starting to see now where they're doing some different things with the linebackers. They went to nickel. Mm-hmm. They went nickel in the two-minute drill. They didn't have Overshone on the field in nickel and coverage, and it was the ones.
Who were they rocking with?
Winters and James?
They were James.
James.
They had James on the field.
Huh.
They might be telling you something there that they don't want to put Overshone in coverage. They're doing two-minute drill, and the linebackers to start were Winters and James with no Overshone, with the ones. So this might be a thing where, like I say, It's going to be about can, you know, maybe the guy didn't have to cover all that. But they were doing some drills where they were practicing some coverage stuff. But when they went nickel and 2 minute, James is on the field with the ones instead of Overshawn.
Okay. So mm-hmm. Good nugget.
I'll catch up with you. We got tomorrow. I heard Thursday might be a walkthrough practice kind of a thing. So, but tomorrow might be our last day to get some really good stuff.
Terrific stuff, Brian. We will have more Cowboys in the C-Note coming up at 4:20. Ari Temkin, Big 12 Radio is next on The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Odyssey celebrates the 4th of July. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.